Hey folks, this is Sheila Harden with Coffee Break, and I have a very exciting interview today. We've been talking with Sherry Brown, who is involved in a ministry called JC's Girls with the Rock Church in San Diego, California, and they minister to young women in the adult entertainment industry. And this is certainly going face to face with evil, and they see miracles every single day. We just, I am so excited about this interview. I can hardly wait to get it started. So, Sherry, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How about you?
Good, good. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the ministry that you're involved in, how it got started, how you got involved, and some of the exciting things that you're doing?
I sure will. The ministry started in 2005 by Heather Beach, who currently resides in Las Vegas and runs the same ministry there. And in May of 2006, I met Teresa Brown, who is currently Teresa Shear. She got married at a women's retreat at The Rock. She shared her testimony and shared that she used to be a dancer and an escort, and how God changed her life. And for 7 years prior to that, God had put this burning desire on my heart to minister to women in the sex industry, but I didn't know how and I didn't know what to do because I had actually never been involved in it. And so after she spoke, I just ran up to her, and I told her that I actually used to hate strippers and hate sex workers, and God had changed my heart drastically. And now I love them with so much passion, but I don't know what to do about it. And she said, perfect. There was this ministry called JC's Girls. She wanted to get started at The Rock, and she needed three people. So I said, that is exactly what I'm supposed to do with my life. I'm in. So 5 minutes later, she came up, and we had our third person. And so I remember calling Tommy Mosley at The Rock and saying, hey, Tommy, we have an idea. We want to start this ministry called JC's Girls, and we want to go out into the strip clubs. And Tommy was like, you want to go inside the strip club? And I said, yes. And he kind of laughed and said, okay, I'll go ahead and run that by Pastor Miles, and I'll get back with you. Well, when he got back with me, he said, Miles said yes. He's so excited, and he can't wait. And he had been praying for something to happen because our church was always located near strip clubs. when it was in the Kearney Mesa area, it was near strip clubs, and that was in Point Loma. And he has a heart for the girls, but he didn't know what to do either. So he was so excited when God came through and answered that calling.
You know,
so
what
we began it in 2006 in August, and so we've been going strong ever since.
You know what I love is how the Lord prepares people's hearts, and then the ministry comes along. That's just,
yes.
That's you know, you see that pattern a lot, and it's we don't have to do it at all. The Lord gets us ready and does it.
Absolutely.
So you, when we talked earlier, you mentioned that you had been involved in something in Ohio. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. This last week, I think Thursday, it was, I saw an article that was talking about a church in Ohio who had been protesting a strip club in their area for the last 4 years. And according to the media, they were, you know, using bullhorns, and there was a lot of name-calling and things going on that the media claimed, you know, was going on. And so the last couple weeks, the girls had decided to wear their bikinis and picket the church. So they were sitting outside their business, the church, on Sunday mornings. So churchgoers were coming to church, and the girls were sitting outside the lawn picketing. And it just stirred something up in me, and I thought, these poor girls don't know Jesus really does love them, and that's what our ministry is all about. We go into the strip clubs, and we bring gifts. We bring, like, pink Bibles, a love letter to them from God, possibly a necklace, lip gloss, girly stuff like lotion, smell good stuff, and our contact information, and just really let the girls know that Jesus loves them, and there's nothing they have done or could ever do to make God love them any less. So I saw this going on, and my heart just broke, and I thought, what am I supposed to do about this, God? And I remember I put on my Facebook wall, my heart is in Ohio. You know, I was hurting for these girls. I wanted to be there so bad. I think I said I'd give anything to be in Ohio with these girls right now.
Mm.
And within an hour, I had a ticket.
Praise God.
The Lord just came through, yeah. And he worked everything out with my work and my husband saying yes. And what had happened was this was on my heart, and I have this great friend, Annie Donwald, who runs a similar ministry in Michigan, and it's called Eve's Angels. And so this was just on my heart, and I ended up calling her, and I said, Annie, did you see what's going on in the news? And she said, no, what are you talking about? And I told her about the strip club in Ohio. And she said, oh, yeah, I just read about that. And the funny thing is, I was just praying about it because it was really bothering me. And I asked God, what do you want me to do about this? And she goes, I just need you to be clear and give me an answer. And then the phone rang, and it was me.
Wow.
So she said, what do you think we're supposed to do? And we kind of went back and forth, and then it was just so clear. We need to go to Ohio. These girls need the love of Jesus. And so on Friday, she drove from Michigan 5.5 hours, and I flew from San Diego, and we met there right about the same time. It was completely God. We didn't have a whole lot planned, but we did have the gifts ready to go. We didn't have an agenda as far as what we're going to do Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We kind of thought maybe we would just have dinner on Friday night and then Saturday go into the club and bring the gifts. Well, God had other plans. On Friday, we couldn't even think about food. I mean, the only thing we could think of is getting to the girls and letting them know how much God loves them. So we packaged up all the gifts, and we handwrote letters that God just ordained. I mean, each one was very specific to each girl, and we packaged the gift bags and the necklaces. We had different necklaces that were really cute little blingy. We had a cross, we had hearts, and we had this one butterfly. And I remember I was packing up the gifts, and God said, no, that necklace doesn't go in that bag. It goes in this bag. And he was redirecting how I was packaging, you know, we were packaging them up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to the club, I understood why. So we were staying in Columbus, Ohio. This whole thing was taking place in Warsaw, Ohio, which is only about an hour and a half from Columbus. And we get outside of Columbus, and we just got lost. We had directions. Every single time we tried to go to the club or home, the trip took us about 4 hours. So it took us a good four and a half hours to get there. And we finally arrived at 12:30 at night, and I had been on the plane since 7:40 in the morning. I left from San Diego, so we were just running and running and going. And we finally get to the club, and we see the people from the church outside of the strip club protesting. And they told us that the strip club was supposed to close at 12, and it's now 12:30, and they were closed. And something just told me to check the door anyway. I'm sure it was God. So I did, and sure enough, the girls were in there. The girls welcomed us in with open arms and invited us into the dressing room where we got to spend the next 2 hours sharing the love of Jesus with them. We had the most amazing time, and there was tears, there were hugs, there was so much love that the girls absolutely knew that God loved them. They were pulling out their gifts, and one girl who got the butterfly, there was only one butterfly necklace, she pulled it out and said, oh my gosh, I love butterflies. Mm. You don't understand. This is so special to me. And all the girls were wearing their necklaces. They had posted the love letters and the personalized letters to them on all over their walls in the dressing room. So that was really exciting. And they just encountered a love of the Father for the first time. Girls said, we didn't know that God really loved us. They've been telling us for so long that he doesn't because of what we're doing, and we believed them. And we thought, this can't be love, what they were preaching. They were really confused. And mm-hmm. we said, you know, God has another way. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jesus ministered, he didn't go around with signs and condemn people. He went in and he loved on them. And by his love and his grace, their hearts were changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was definitely the goal. So Friday night was absolutely amazing. We were so excited. The girls were so excited and so thankful. There was only 7 of them that work at the club. And only 6 were actually there that night. And so we asked them if we can come back on Saturday and bring pizza. So they said, sure. So we went home. We went back to the hotel, which was another 4.5 hours. By the time it was time for me to go to sleep, I must have been able to sleep an hour. I was just running off of the Holy Spirit. So we go back to the hotel, and then we start getting ready to go back the next day. And we're getting ready, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, yesterday you brought the girls a gift of my love. Today you're going to go back and bring them the gift of my salvation. And I thought, okay, here we go. So I was super excited, and I couldn't wait to get there. And as we were driving there, another 4.5 hours, by the way. We just couldn't get it right the whole weekend. It was so exhausting. So we're driving there, and we went to stop for pizza, and God said, buy 5 pizzas. He told me we were going to give 3 to the girls and 2 for the men that were outside of the church. So I did, and we got 5 pizzas, and we walked into the club. We were driving up to the club, but before we reached it, God said, the men may not be outside right now, and if they're not, leave 2 pizzas in the car for them. So I said, okay. So we went to the club, and sure enough, the men were not there. And so we left 2 pizzas in the car along with plates and napkins, and then we went into the club. And we went into the club. We were greeted with the warmest, most loving welcome from the girls. Mm. They had flowers for us. They had cards for us. They all signed it. They were just so grateful and that God had brought love to them and met them right where they were at.
You and, know, earlier you said a couple of times you made a mistake and called the strip club a church. And in actual fact, you guys were ministering to these girls as though it is a church. It's almost like you turned it into a church.
Absolutely. And these girls are the most amazing girls. They actually serve their community as a church, just like the church should. They donate blood. They go together. They have fundraisers. They raise money and help people. They do car washes. Mm-hmm. They recycle. They go around their community and recycle. And they take that money and do great things with it. So they are a church. They're so amazing. This group of girls, we just saw the beauty that God sees when he looks at them. Mm-hmm. And it was really incredible. So on Saturday, we got to spend 3 hours with them, and we got to pray with each one, and each one had such a heavy, heavy heart, and we prayed with each one and their needs, and it was so incredible. And then God, he really spoke into us, and we were able to share with each one certain very specific things that, you know, like that God had pressed upon our heart to tell them. And they were just touched, and they had an amazing encounter with God. And after we were done, I I said, you know, to each one individually, we were asking them if they knew the Lord and if they had liked to know him. And two girls gave their life to Jesus right there in the strip club.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah. And three girls rededicated their life to God. And one other girl said she knew the Lord from when she was younger, but with all the ugliness and horrible things going on, she wasn't ready, but she promised to call me as soon as she was ready. And I just got a text from her yesterday saying, I will call you. I'm still not ready. So praise God. He's working.
Yes. Yes, he is working on her.
So we had an amazing Saturday with the girls, and they wanted us to come back on Sunday and see them, but they were going to be protesting outside of the church. And we really had to pray about it because we didn't know how that was supposed to go. Up to this point, we did not have a heart for the church or the congregation right now. We felt like we were just called there for the girls.
Yeah.
And we prayed and we said, Lord, if we are supposed to talk to the church, if we are supposed to encounter them, please change our hearts and let the Holy Spirit speak through us, because our flesh is not nice right now. It's not feeling
it.
So,
So
when we walked outside of the club, the church guys, including the pastor, had just shown up about 5 minutes before that. So the timing was definitely God's. And I saw a guy holding a Bible, and I said, are you the pastor? And he said, yes, I am. And I shook my hand and introduced ourselves, Annie and I, and we told him where we're from. I said, I have a gift for you. And I went to the car and I prayed and I said, God, we've been in the club for 3 hours. Please help the pizza to be hot. And I reached in there and underneath my hand, it was hot. And I thought, praise God, because I didn't want to give him cold pizza. So I came out to him and we gave him the pizza and they were totally blessed. And, the pastor asked us, so, you know, what do you girls do? And we shared with them that we go into the clubs in San Diego, and she goes in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we just share the love of Jesus with the girls, and we let the Holy Spirit do the rest. We don't ever get the girls, ask the girls, or try to convince them to stop dancing or to stop working. We believe that if the Lord wants to do that, he will do that in his timing. And in turn, he gets all the credit and glory for what he does. So we just show up and we just be obedient to him calling us to do that. And the pastor was very, very moved. He said, we have been doing this for 4 years. We're tired. I'm just a guy. I don't know how to do this. And I said, you know, can we pray with you? And he said, sure. So we all stood around in a circle and we prayed. We held hands and we prayed that the Holy Spirit would just do a miraculous change in the way things have been going on. And so anyway, we get done praying and the Lord said, I just want you to pray specifically for the pastor. So I did, and God just did some amazing things in that prayer. He was moved and touched. And after I prayed, Annie was talking to a couple of the other guys, and he said to me, what are you girls doing tomorrow? And I said, well, my plane leaves at 4:30, but nothing really in the morning. And he said, how would you like to come and share the same message with the congregation? I will sit back and allow you girls to, the whole entire service, take as long as you need to share the same message.
Wow.
And I was like,
wow.
In awe.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea we were there for the church. And also, I wanted to let you know that when we were praying for him, God just completely gave us the most amazing heart and love. We had the same love for the pastor and these men as we did the girls. And that was God right
there. Complete miracle. Yes.
Complete miracle. We just saw them as precious broken boys, broken little boys who God loved and wanted to restore. You know, they've been spending the last 4 years of their life outside of the strip club on the weekends, and their wives and children were at home. And I remember praying, saying, God, send these men home to be with their families and to love them and restore the relationships. And, you know, a lot of the men were in agreement in the prayer because, you know, there's a lot of heavy warfare going on at that point.
Yes, yeah.
So we got to pray for them, and we are so excited that he invited us to come back, and I actually want to mention one other thing. the pastor said, you know, one of the girls, you know, the girls came up recently in their costumes, and he goes, I just turned my back on them right away because I knew what they were, you know, trying to do. And I said, you know, Pastor Bill, we need to pray that God takes our eyes off and we put on his eyes, because I don't believe Jesus would have turned his back on these girls. I think he would have loved them and asked, and in a pure heart, just reached out to them, regardless of what they were wearing. And it wouldn't have bothered him. And we need to pray that we have the same heart and eyes that God has.
Yes.
You know, and he really understood. And I think that's why he was just moved to, the Holy Spirit just drew him to call us back to the church to share this message. So we get in the car to leave, and Annie said, what's going on, Sherry? And I said, oh, well, we're going to be speaking to the church tomorrow morning. And she goes, oh, okay. And I mean, we have not slept. We are so tired. And she goes, okay. And we start driving, and about 5 minutes later, we look at each other and say, oh my gosh. And we just screamed like little girls.
Well, what happened when you got to the church the next morning?
So the next morning we get to the church, and we praise God for the first time, get there in an hour and a half, which was awesome. So we get there at 8:30. The church started at 10:30. And we reclined our seats, and we just worshiped. We got into worship. We had no notes. We had no agenda. We just relied on the Holy Spirit to take over, and because he had done it all weekend. Nothing we did was of us. It was all God, you know, planned it all. So we thought, who better to run the service than God himself? He's done it all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we show up, and we just worship the Lord for a good hour and a half in our cars. And the seats are reclined, and we're just in our own little world with the Lord, getting filled up, and he's just pouring into us. And then we unrecline the chairs, and we look up, and we see the girls sitting out there. We see media out there. We see church members, and so we thought, oh, dear God, let's say a prayer. So we prayed real quick, and then we as soon as we stepped out of the car, the girls spotted us, and we spotted them, and we just ran up and embraced and loved them, and we just hugged, and we told the girls that the pastor invited us in to speak, and we invited the girls in to hear, and they really, really wanted to. They said, we would do anything to go in there and hear you girls, but we can't right now because we don't feel welcomed in. So much of stuff is going and on. So I went and I asked the pastor, he said, the girls want to know, they don't feel welcomed in. He said, well, they are welcome. And so I went out and I said, well, he said, you're welcome. And they said, well, we'll think about it. But up to this point, we really don't feel welcome. And I said, okay, so I understood. And so they sat outside the church and they never did come in. So when we came into the church, they started praise and worship. And I could tell these people truly did love the Lord. There was just something that got twisted along the way, and they didn't know how to reach this community.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that because I had that same heart for 7 years, but it was more of an anger and a hatred, and I didn't know why, but God turned it around and showed me the only way to reach people is through love. So I understood him, and I wasn't angry, and we were able to share the same message of love, and that was incredible. Annie shared her story. She used to be in the industry. She was a stripper, and she also did a little prostitution on the side, and then I shared that I was never in the industry, and I had the same heart that they had, but it wasn't the right heart, and how God changed that around. And now we're seeing miracles after miracles because girls are being loved for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming out of the industry because God's calling them out, not us. And it's an amazing way to witness. And so at the very end, I said to the congregation, I believe you guys have your hearts in the right spot, and And I would invite you, if you want to change and change the hearts here and change the way things have been going on, and learn to love these girls as Jesus wants you to, please stand with me. And the entire congregation stood to their feet.
Oh, praise God.
And there was tears. I mean, men and women came to the altar sobbing. I mean, there's a lot of emotion going on. And it was it was absolutely amazing. And then after the service was over, Annie and I had prayed for them. And we stood in the foyer to do a little meet and greet. And the church went out. And we were just wondering, what's going on out there? We can't see. And we're wondering, are people leaving or what's going on? And when we finally got a chance to walk outside, we saw the most amazing sight in the world. The church was loving the girls. And the church reached out to the girls. And then I understood the girls were not supposed to walk into the church that day. The church was supposed to walk out to them.
Yes, yes.
And that was amazing. There's this one precious girl, and her name in the paper was called Lola. And she's one who God really pressed on my heart. Her, and I also saw Tommy, the strip club owner, who God really just put them both strongly on my heart to come to Ohio for them as well. And Lola is one of the girls who asked Jesus in her heart on Saturday, and she's just precious. She's got six kids, and she's the most beautiful girl in the Lord's image. I mean, God sees her in a way, because I was able to see her through his eyes, and she was precious. And Lola was so broken. She's had a really rough life. And she ends up, so there's a big crowd because people are hugging, and she ends up kind of yelling out. She's crying and sobbing, and she kind of yells out, you know, I thought God didn't love me because you guys told me God didn't love me. I thought there was no hope for me because you condemned me, and I thought I was going to hell, and my kids were going to hell because I was raising them wrong. And these, God sent these angels here, and these two girls came in, and they told me God loves me, and I believed them. And last night, I asked Jesus Christ into my heart.
Aww.
And she raised her hand, and the entire church swarmed her and hugged her, and everybody was weeping, the pastor, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. What a miracle. What a complete miracle.
And then the pastor said, Lola, Lola, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he's teared up, and he said, I'm so sorry for hurting you the way we've hurt you. Will you please forgive me? And she's shaking her head, yes. And he goes, can I hug you? Can I hug you? And she goes, I don't know. I don't know. I'm so scared. I'm so scared. I don't know if I can trust you. I'm so scared. So he said, okay. And he took a couple steps back, and I looked at him. I said, Pastor Bill, she needs a hug. Go hug her. So he said, oh, okay. So he reached in, and he embraced her, and she embraced him, and they both wept on each other and cried.
Oh.
And he said, Lola, I'm sorry. I'm not going to hurt you again. I promise you have my word. I'm not going to hurt you. We're here to help you. And the church offered, they were having a back-to-school clothing and backpack drive, and they offered clothes and school supplies to the girls, and all of them declined. And Lola said, I would love to, but I can't. And she looked at Tommy, the owner of the strip club, and he said, Lola, these people love you, and these people love us. I want you to go in there and get whatever you need for your family. I guess up until that point, he had told the girls, you know, probably, I'm assuming, not to take anything.
Yeah.
And so she said, thank you. And she went downstairs, and she was a kid in a candy store. It was like Christmas morning for her. They were able to bless her with clothes and school supplies for her six kids and clothes for herself. And it was just, it was absolutely amazing. One other special thing happened that was really cool. Outside, Pastor Bill approached Tommy, and he said, I am sorry for the way I've handled things. And this is a 4-year, you have to understand, they've been in court.
Yes.
There's been
yes.
battle after battle. And he extended his hand to him. He said, will you forgive me? And Tommy shook his head and said yes, and they shook hands, and then they hugged, and they both had tears in their eyes, and they wanted to meet today. They had planned on meeting today, which is pretty cool for the first time, and see if they can work out something on common ground. And so we're praying for that. If everybody could just keep that in prayer.
Yes, absolutely.
No matter what happens, the Lord has his hand on this whole situation. So
praise God.
Praise God for that.
We're going to wrap it up at this point because this is a good ending point.
Okay.
So can you edit that part out? Mm-hmm. And I think this is just a miraculous story. It is just a miraculous story.
Oh, thank you.
It demonstrates what God's love can do in situations that seem to be impossible.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a message that we need to have in every area of our lives. Every area.
Absolutely.
On the international scene, locally, in families, in relationships, in friendships, that the Lord can bring healing in places that seem absolutely impossible.
Definitely. That's what he's all about.
Yeah.
That's what he's all about.
Yeah. Oh, this is just such a wonderful... Will you keep us posted on what happens with the meeting between Tommy and the pastor?
I will. And as a matter of fact, we are recording everything that's happening on our website. So if people want to go to www.jcsgirls.org, jcsgirls.org.
Great.
And if you go to blog with us, you'll be able to see this story unfold because it's not over. It's going to continue to go on. But you'll be able to see it unfold. And then we will also have the YouTube videos posted of the service. And then we will also have pictures of that the media took out there. Of the whole situation that went on. So
Now, if there are people that are women who are interested in starting similar ministries in other areas, how can they contact you?
They can contact us directly, but the best way to contact us is through our website, actually. If they go to the website, the jcsgirls.org, they can click on Contact Us and send us a message. There's also, if the Rock Church has something called Do Something World, and Teresa and I share on there how to start a ministry similar to this.
Great.
If you go to dosomethingworld.org and then you click down to something about PhD, you click on that, and the third one down says Strip Club Ministry, and that's us. If you click on that, you can watch kind of how and get an idea of how to start a ministry similar to JC's Girls.
Great. That's wonderful. Well, I'm sure that the people that are listening will really appreciate that information. And for sure, the Lord's going to put this on somebody's heart to follow up.
Absolutely. He always does.
Yeah, he always does. What I just loved hearing about with this is all the miracles that were happening each and every inch of the way. I mean, down to the pizzas and how many pizzas and the butterfly going in the gift. I mean, they're just everywhere the Lord is telling you what to do, and it's absolutely perfect for the situation. And isn't that, to me, those are just all miracles that happen all the time.
I don't want to jump the gun, but I do want to tell you one of the most amazing miracles that just happened last night. Last night, God woke me up out of bed at 1 in the morning, and I was so tired from this whole weekend. And he said, I want you to write something down for me. And I was like, oh, God, just tell me. I'll remember it. He said, no, I need you to get up and write this down. So I got up and I wrote something down, and I said, what do you want to tell me? He said, this is not for you. This is for Jenna, who is the manager of the Foxhole Strip Club. Mm-hmm. This is for Jenna, and he wrote down very specific instructions to her, and he specifies she will be the one now helping to change the community by the love and grace she gives out to the pastor, the church, and the community. So I thought that was amazing, and that is about to happen. It hasn't happened yet. That's why I said there's more to come on the blog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I can't wait to see what God does. That's what he did last night.
This is so exciting. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you, and God bless your ministry.
Thank you so much.